Welcome to Dubs OT, your weekly Warriors podcast on thesportsvirus.com, featuring interviews with players, coaches, and media members.
Dubs OT is brought to you by TPC Harding Park in San Francisco, home of the 2020 PGA Championship. Enviro Heating and Air, serving all brands of HVAC systems in Sonoma County and Marin County. And Kane's Tire in San Rafael, the lowest prices in Marin for over 60 years. Now, here are your hosts, Ray Woodson and Joe Castellano.
Coming up, we'll talk about the Warriors' 125-123 win over the Sacramento Kings in their first game after the All-Star break. But first, I want to tell you about our favorite golf course, TPC Harding Park in San Francisco. At TPC Harding Park in San Francisco, not only do you get to play where the pros play, but you also get to play where Warriors play, like Klay Thompson, who hosted a tournament at TPC Harding Park over the summer.
Thompson Family Foundation Golf Tournament, that was so much fun. Shout out to TPC Harding Park for hosting us. I played great too, so that always helps. Just a fun day on the course for a great cause.
Well, Ray, the Warriors, the NBA back after the All-Star break, and what a thrilling game against the Kings. And all four games the Warriors played against Sacramento were great. The Warriors sweep that season series, but man, that doesn't look like a team you want to face in the first round of the playoffs if it ends up going that way, and it could. I mean, right now there are a lot of teams bunched up there, but the Kings seem to match up pretty well with the Warriors. What do you think?
Oh, they sure do. I mean, the Warriors swept the season series, and the point differential was 10. Right? Every game was like it was tonight, a great way to come out of the All-Star break. Tremendous up-and-down action. And this is a team that is young and getting better, and you can see they're gaining confidence. And, yeah, they would be a hell of a tough out in a playoff series with the Warriors. Of course, I would still favor the Warriors. They might end up winning it, you know, in four or five, but they would be tremendous games. And I think, you know, one of the pieces that's missing for the Kings is, you know, against these better teams, and they don't have a good record against teams over 500, but against these better teams, what to do in crunch time. And you saw that at the end. I mean, Buddy Hield hit two threes to keep the Kings in the game, including one from about 40 feet. Well, he had another shot straight away of 35 feet, and he didn't take it, didn't pull the trigger on that. And then Klay comes up on him, he comes in the lane and airballs one. And that was a very disappointing way to end the game. But all in all, I mean, Dave Yeager's got this Kings team on the upswing, I think. And I sure would like to see him in the playoffs. And yeah, I'm there all day for Warriors-Kings if it's a first-round matchup.
Yeah, I mean, these are the two teams that push the pace, you know, the fastest of any teams in the league. I mean, they have the most fast break points, and it's fun to watch it going up and down. And, you know, I thought with Hield on that last shot that he just hesitated a little bit. I think he might have taken that shot, but the hesitation cost him. And that's kind of the difference between the two teams, because you have a young, exciting Kings team, but, you know, when they get down to crunch time, there is a little bit of hesitation, where with the Warriors, they pretty much know what they want to do. I mean, yeah, they almost blew that lead at the end there, but when they have an opportunity to take a shot like Klay Thompson did on a three, or any of the Steph Curry threes, they just don't hesitate about it. They go ahead and take it.
Yeah, and the puzzling thing is Hield did not hesitate on the two previous threes there within the last minute. You know, he hadn't made a three all night, then he makes a couple of big ones. So, you know, it's got to be real disappointing for him and for the Kings. But as far as the learning process, you know, I remember when Buddy Hield was obtained in the trade, and I forget who it was for the Kings was saying he'll be, you know, their version of Steph Curry, and I kind of laughed at that. Well, he isn't that, but he sure is getting better. Marvin Bagley is going to be an absolute handful, and I don't know what they're going to do with Colley Stein in the offseason, whether they part ways and look for somebody else to fill the middle. But Colley Stein is having his best year. You know, they've got some guys who can really play ball now. Of course, De'Aaron Fox getting better from three-point range to complement his game. And as Draymond said, they're fast as hell. You know, they can really push the pace and beat you down the floor. So they're one of the pleasant developments of this NBA season, watching the Sacramento Kings play.
Yeah, they picked up some nice pieces, too, because Harrison Barnes is in the starting lineup. They traded for him from Dallas, and everybody, of course, here familiar with HB. And, you know, he had a pretty good game. And I kind of miss him. I liked him on the Warriors, and he helped them win one of their titles. And also Corey Brewer is a good veteran guy who's really, you know, he's scrapping. You know, he's been going on 10-day contracts, right? I mean, he was with the Sixers. Now he's with the Kings. And you know, he made some big buckets, and he played really hard defensively.
Yeah, yeah, he's a guy who can help you. A veteran presence, you know, he's been in the league a long, long time and can do a lot of different things for us. That was a real good pickup, you know, considering the price. You know, you just like the way, and I never thought I would have said it, but, you know, with all the drama that the Kings front office has had, they've kind of gotten through this, and they put together a pretty decent young team. And don't forget Harry Giles, who's still just 20, right? You know, so, I mean, they've got a bright future if they can keep this group together.
Yeah, they were getting some pretty good contributions off the bench, where the Warriors, they really didn't give the bench much of a chance to do anything. I mean, other than Iguodala, the other players weren't really getting a lot of minutes. And, I think I'm going to guess that for Steve Kerr, that's because they're coming off the All-Star break. Everybody's well-rested. Let's just let most of these guys play as much as possible. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's part of it. And I also think the bench got run off the court in the second quarter. So there wasn't a high level of confidence there. They had a five-point lead, and all of a sudden the Kings were up by 10. So, that probably made Kerr a little hesitant to go back to that group for long periods of time. But, yeah, also he could call on guys like Steph earlier than he normally would because they were coming out of the All-Star break. And even in Steph's case, you know, he had a lot of activity, a lot of responsibilities over the weekend in Charlotte with the All-Star weekend, but he had a pretty nice break going to this game. But I think after this, you'll see the normal rotation, and they're going to need to count on their bench. They got some tough matchups coming up, including Houston this weekend.
We'll have more Dubs OT right after this. Dubs OT is brought to you in part by Enviro Heating and Air, licensed, experienced, and affordable HVAC contractors near you. Enviro's experienced team services all brands of HVAC systems in Petaluma, Santa Rosa, Sonoma County, and Marin County. Enviro Heating and Air contractors have a solid reputation for having thorough knowledge of residential heating and air conditioning systems, as well as commercial HVAC systems. For your free HVAC air conditioning and heater estimate, call Enviro today at 707-781-8383. That's 707-781-8383 for Enviro Heating and Air. After the win over the Kings, Warriors head coach Steve Kerr gave his evaluation of the Thursday night performance.
Down the stretch tonight, it was, I'll have to look at the tape, but just felt like they got every offensive board. And the game's on the line. You know, you've got to come up with the ball, and so they do a good job. They're athletic and energetic, so they got a lot of extra possessions tonight. You know, probably 7-8 more possessions. I haven't counted it up, but tough to beat a team when you have to do that. And so we had to, you know, we had to get some big contributions late from Steph and KD, some big baskets from Clay, just to squeak it out. But, you know, if we happen to play them in the playoffs, we know we got to clean that stuff up.
Steph Curry also talked to the media after he scored 36 points and had 10 three-pointers against the Kings.
It's kind of one of those weird after All-Star break games where it's a little chaotic and sloppy in the first half, and then everybody kind of settles in. You know, they played well. Marvin Bagley had a great game. You're putting pressure on us in the paint, but for the most part, we just stayed solid and had made, you know, one more play that we needed to win. So nice to get off to a good start, no matter how close or ugly it was.
Here's what Kevin Durant said after his 28-point performance against Sacramento on Thursday.
The spirit of the game dictates who shoots the most. And, you know, you are coming in, we have no control over that coming into the game. You know, I think that's the beauty of basketball. Is that, you know, the ball's going to find the guy who's hot, and it's going to expose the players who are not supposed to be on the floor. That's why this game has such a, you know, a big pulse, and it's so alive because it dictates stuff like that.
We'll have more Dubs OT in just a moment.
When it's time for new tires, you want the lowest prices and the best service, don't you? Well, Kane's Tire in Sandersville has you covered on both. Kane's has the lowest prices in Marin County, and they provide the warm and welcoming service that you can only receive from a family-run business. And this is a dependable family business that's been around for 61 years. Voted best of Marin for 35 years in a row, Kane's prices beat Costco's prices every time. Kane's Tire, 1531 4th Street in San Rafael. Give him a call at 415-453-2942. That's 415-453-2942 for Kane's Tire.
Steph and KD were pretty incredible in this game. Actually, all the All-Stars, you know, played well because Thompson came up big at the end of the game. But Steph with 10 three-pointers, just an array of shots, and even his passing, he had 7 assists. You know, he had that almost half-court alley-oop pass to Iguodala as part of his game tonight. I mean, just pretty incredible, and KD as well. I mean, he made every free throw, and he played great defensively, 7 blocks. He was just everywhere. So those two guys played like All-Stars tonight, I thought.
First of all, the 7 blocks, if those are blocks, then I guess I block shots in games. Because I mean, in a few cases, yes, they were legit blocks. There was one where he was a trailer and blocked a shot, and it was a great play. But those were strips.
Yeah, those were steals, weren't they?
Steals.
Yeah.
He stripped the ball, not necessarily a block.
I agree.
So, yeah, I don't know what the statistician was thinking about there. But, okay, cool. You padded one column in the stat sheet with the blocks. But he did play a real good defensive game tonight for sure. And, you know, I mean, after all the drama we've talked about with Kevin Durant, I always feel like I have to throw in there that you got to appreciate watching one of the all-time greats who has taken this game to an even higher level. I don't know what's going to happen in the offseason, but I feel bound to say you still got to enjoy what you're going to get out of Kevin Durant. Even if it's just 3 years, man, what a 3 years. I mean, you got him at his absolute prime, and you're going to get that coming up in the playoffs as well. You know, he's just an incredible player at both ends of the floor right now. So, yeah, I mean, that was a great game by Durant, Steph Curry. They needed every one of those 10 three-pointers to pull out this win because Clay was having an off night, but KD and Steph led the way, that's for sure. You know, Steph was great in a lot of different areas. The thing about it was they got a little sloppy there in the second quarter too, and they were turning over the ball a lot more than they had been before the All-Star break. They had gotten a lot better at that part of their game, and it was reflected in how they were beating teams for the most part, except for the last game against Portland. They got into that bad habit again, but they cut down on the turnovers in the second half. They rallied to take the lead, and you know they almost kicked it away at the end. And Draymond on TV in the postgame show said that they probably should have lost. He's probably right. They almost fumbled it away there at the end, and that included another Draymond technical. And I think he's 2 away from the threshold of 16 to get suspended.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about that too. And it's not so much the getting suspended part that really would bother me. It's the possibility of costing your team a game because, I mean, he just had the theatrics there and you knew he was going to get a technical foul. And yeah, I mean, some of the calls were really bad. I mean, there was some bad officiating, but I just wish Draymond could figure out a way to sort of, you know, control that a little bit better. You love his enthusiasm. We can say all we want, you know, he's Draymond being Draymond and all that. And he did, you know, we heard that interview that he did with Roz Gold on Wooday earlier this season that we played here on this podcast. And he, you know, he talked about how Durant said, you don't always have to do that to still be great. I mean, you've kind of proven that. So I don't know how he gets away from that. It just seems to me, you know, in a close game like that, that's where you don't want to pull the theatrics and have a technical, and then all of a sudden, you know, that point, that technical free throw could cost you the game.
Yeah, and maybe he was thinking about that when he made the comment, we probably should have lost. Because that would, you know, that would have been a factor in that. If you take away the tee and then Buddy Hield has to shoot the three at that point. But, yeah, we go back and forth and back and forth on this. I mean, there are a couple of pretty bad calls there. The jump ball, the Cousins, when it was he and Steph
initially
battling for the ball. And then the one with Draymond Green. And, you know, from Draymond Green's point of view, hey, I'm a former defensive player of the year. I've done this all the time. It was a clear strip. There was no foul there. I think it was on Bagley. And you know, as good as Bagley is, they read that move a few times, that spin move, and were able to get a few strips from him. So I think Draymond thought he had another one. And, you know, this is a guy who, that's his calling card. He takes pride in his defense, and so it's like an insult to him that a referee should whistle him on that play. But, you know, he ran down the other end of the floor. I've seen that where players run to the other end, they don't get teed up. But when it's Draymond, he's going to get teed up. And he said it himself, as kind of half-joking, maybe more than half-joking, or less than half, saying it's the Draymond rule. He knows what the deal is, right? So
yeah.
you just don't want to put your team in that position in a game that you know, is that close. You just don't want to do it. And he knows that. He said it. He said it himself. He knows, you know, that the referees are calling things differently because it's Draymond. So, you know, it's a problem that he has created for himself and for the team that he's got to figure a way out of. Maybe he never does, though. I mean, maybe this late in his career now, we're talking 7 or 8 years in, that's who he's going to be. So then you have to, you know, do the pluses and the minuses, and comes out of plus because you just get a terrific defender who does a lot in the team concept. And of course, gives you that fire. And so you have to resign yourself to putting up with those kind of shenanigans once in a while. I think that's just the way it is. I mean, I never fault a player for arguing their case. But you got to do that in this league. If you're quiet about it, you know, the refs will just, you know, they figure that you're not bothered by it, you're not doing anything wrong. Human beings, refs are human beings. So, I mean, maybe it doesn't change one call on one particular play, but it might get you something down the line. So you got to argue your case in this league. You can't remain silent, but it's how you do it.
Well, it seems like DeMarcus Cousins has that down a little bit better than Draymond right now because, yeah, he argues with the officials, but he doesn't pull the theatrics quite as much, maybe not as much as he did earlier in his career. I mean, he just seems to kind of get his word or two in, and then that's it. He is getting called for a lot of fouls. He's committing a lot of fouls, but, you know, when they get yeah. tangled up, because it's Cousins and he's so big, like he got tangled up with Corey Brewer, who, you know, doesn't have any quite the size that Cousins does, and they get tangled up, and then the next thing you know, it's the foul is on Boogie because he's so much bigger. So I think he's going to have a tough time with calls and staying in a game, and he didn't foul out, but he was in foul trouble there.
Yeah, he got 5 fouls, and, you know, because he's not quite up to the game shape he wants to be in, there are going to be times where he's going to be reaching in and he's going to get fouls that way. But the good thing now is Steve Kerr has taken the lid off his minutes, so he can work his way back up into, you know, the kind of player that, at least close to the kind of player that he was before, and he can be a little more active and maybe avoid some of those fouls. But what he's doing, what I notice he's doing, is not so much lashing out when a foul is called, but trying to go over and plead his case. And it's like I said before, it's how you do it, right? You know, you make your point. And there was a time where the NBA directive to the referees was don't put up with anything, right? Well, that's not going to work. You know, it's human nature being what it is, as the season goes on, the refs aren't going to want to extend that much energy to tee up everybody the second they complain. You just can't do that. And it's not respectful to the players. And this is a league that is centered on the players. Well, most leagues are, right? But especially the NBA, it's a players' league. And so you got to cut them a little slack, right? So I think that as time has gone on, the NBA has gotten a little less strict about that. So you're going to have guys arguing their case. It doesn't bother me that much. You know, it's just part of the drama, part of the theatrics of the game. But again, it's how you do it.
Dubs OT continues right after this. Dubs OT is brought to you in part by Enviro Heating and Air, licensed, experienced, and affordable HVAC contractors near you. Enviro's experienced team services all brands of HVAC systems in Petaluma, Santa Rosa, Sonoma County, and Marin County. Enviro's goal is to provide each family and business with the most energy-efficient heating and air conditioning system to fit their needs. Enviro is happy to provide a free estimate for your new energy-efficient HVAC system. Contact Enviro Heating and Air today. to get an estimate and lower your monthly heating and air conditioning energy costs. Call 707-781-8383. That's 707-781-8383 for Enviro Heating and Air. The Rockets are coming into town on Saturday, and they're not a great road team. In fact, they just lost to the Lakers, and you know it seems like it's go time for the Lakers. If they're going to make the playoffs, they are really going to have to turn it up a notch, I guess, you know, here down the stretch of the season. And, you know, LeBron James had a big game of 29, and James Harden's always going to score his 30, and he had 30 tonight in that loss. But, you know, the Rockets always play the Lakers, or rather the Warriors, tough. So I expect that this is really going to be some kind of game on Saturday because, you know, the Rockets are probably pretty upset they just lost that game, didn't play well in the fourth quarter on the road tonight.
Well, you know, they always get up for the Warriors, and we saw them go in and beat the Warriors in overtime with some incredible shot-making by Harden.
Yeah.
I mean, in fact, all around, there was just incredible shot-making in that game. So I would expect to see more of the same on Saturday night. The Warriors know they're going to be in for a fight. The Rockets always feel like they got something to prove against the Warriors after they let it slip away in the Western Finals last season. And it may be they never get a better chance than that. And that's got to grind at somebody like James Harden. And, you know, you talk about officials and how they call games, and we're going to go through this again with Harden. You know, they're going to be more than likely a lot of free throws for Harden, a lot of foul calls that he's going to draw. There's probably going to be a couple of times where he travels, but they're not going to call it. This goes on and on and on with him. But at the same time, he is one of the toughest guys to guard in the league. He's just a tremendously gifted offensive player on top of everything else. So when you have a guy like that, you've got a puncher's chance. And, of course, they did, and they won that game last time they were here.
So the Warriors right now at, what, 58 games, so there's 24 games left. They're playing really good basketball. What do you want to see here in the last 24 games, Ray? You're trying to get ready for the playoffs. You're trying to make sure you nail down that number one spot, of course. Trying to stay healthy. You know, Cousins definitely looking like he's in better shape now. What are some of the things that maybe you're pointing towards here in the last 24 games of the season?
Well, I think you mentioned it briefly there. Cousins continue to develop him and get him, you know, acclimated with this team, with this offense. You know, it's been pretty good so far, but get him more minutes so that process will be sped up and he can really get in good game shape. I think that's number one. Number two is try to get a consistent rotation again with your bench and get them contributing. You know, Sean Livingston did not play, so that kind of limited what the bench was able to do. I mean, they still could have made up for the slack, but, you know, it's going to be, again, how do you handle these veteran players and their minutes? And there are going to be times where you're going to rest a guy or two. But by the time the playoffs come around, you want to make sure you have that rotation set and everybody, especially the veterans like Iguodala and Livingston, are ready to go. And the third thing is something I heard Draymond mention tonight is getting better communication on defense because it's kind of come and gone. They're not quite the lockdown defensive team they were a couple of years ago, but they're capable of that, and they showed that in the playoffs last year. So I think continuing to work on that, getting better defensive communication, and of course that also kind of ties in with Cousins being out there because that's the one guy who's not as familiar with the, you know, what they do at both ends of the floor. So I guess the biggest thing is keep the lid off of Boogie, get him more minutes. And you know, that seems to be the one area where we're not sure how good it can get. We think it can get really good. We've seen glimpses in the last couple of weeks, but it could get even better.
Here's another thing about the stretch run here. To me, it seems like the Warriors have weathered the storm of the drama of the season. I mean, you had the KD Draymond Green issue, and that went away. I mean, and that seems to maybe strengthen the team. And then you had the KD media issue that, you know, that happened. Mm-hmm. And by the way, Durant was wearing a White Sox cap again at the press conference. So I don't know. I was thinking, you know, that was the cap he was wearing when he went off on the media. So I was thinking maybe that'll happen again. Hopefully not. But no, but I think that
very
after, yeah, but after that, he's played so well. Not that, you know, he didn't play well before that, but he has just been really locked in. Wins the All-Star Game MVP. He's just making everything. And he's playing great defense tonight. I don't know. It seems like they've almost kind of been able to thrive on any kind of drama that they've had this year.
Yeah, you know, I think that as far as the locker room is concerned, that kind of stuff doesn't really cause that much of a problem. I think the players kind of get it and they kind of relate to what KD was saying. It's just that in KD's case, I mean, you know, you get yourself on a one-year contract, that's what's going to happen. People are going to speculate about what happens next year. I know in his mind, it's, hey, just let me go out there and ball and we'll figure it out later. I really do believe that is his attitude. I really believe he doesn't really know what he's going to do yet. He might have a notion. He might have some thoughts in his, and you might have, you know, people are trying to read the tea leaves that, he's going to New York. He's got this ESPN show. That doesn't necessarily mean that. But it's just, you know, he was going to be building his brand anyway at this point in his career, as accomplished as he is. So I think as far as locker room is concerned, nah, that the stuff doesn't really cause that big of a problem. The Draymond KD thing was a bigger problem, but they were able to get through that. So, the way I look at these things is the way I look at presidential elections. Okay, just bear with me here for a second, and I'll give you an example. In 1991. George H.W. Bush had an 82% approval rating. In 92, he was no longer president. Well, 93, when they had the inauguration. But less than 2 years later, he was no longer president. The things that we think are important now in the NBA, in November, December, January, February, they're a distant memory by the time you get to April, May, and June. That's my point. That was a long way of going around to make it.
No, I totally agree with you. But it is funny how everybody looks ahead so much that it is hard to sort of live in the moment. Even Steve Kerr was asked by somebody in the press conference today about the finals. I mean, they're asking him about if he's concerned about his depth in the finals against the Eastern Conference. Yeah, I mean, it's just getting ahead
somebody
of ourselves there.
That?
Yeah.
Yeah, Katie's right about the media. Right out loud. He's looking way too far ahead. Worried about the depth in the finals. They kind of have the same depth. They actually have better depth now that they have Cousins starting. I don't get that one at all, but you know, how did Steve answer it?
He just made fun of it. Oh, I know what he did. He kind of imitated Jim Mora and said, the finals? You know, playoffs? That was pretty good. Yeah, Steve Kerr, he's got that quick wit.
By the way, post-game tonight, he walked in with a bottle of Modelo beer. He said it was a tribute to Don Nelson. Although, listening to Nelly pregame, maybe Steve should have walked in with a blunt. Because somebody was asking about Don, you know, living in Maui, and he said, yeah, I smoke a lot of pot now. Or I smoke some pot. And Steven Jackson and Jason Richardson were loving that. They were laughing about that, so... I guess they could relate. And he's saying, yeah, it's more legal than ever now, so what the heck? used to be, a little bit of bourbon and cigars. I guess he's evolved.
Oh, man. All right, Ray. Well, great game tonight. That was so much fun to watch. Look forward to talking about the Rockets game and then the upcoming road trip when we get together again next week.
Should be fun, and don't ask Steve Kerr about the finals just yet. We're still in February, for crying out loud.
Thanks for listening to the Dubs OT Warriors podcast. Join Joe Castellano and Ray Woodson again next week on thesportsvirus.com.